FBI statistics show the number of hate crimes is on the rise nationally, but only 8 were reported in Alaska last year. Local officials say that's not necessarily because they aren't happening, they just don't know about them. A recent class taught community members how to remedy that by recognizing and reporting hate crimes. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman learned more.
When someone commits a crime like vandalism or assault because of a bias against a certain group, that's a hate crime. It includes things like spray painting racist messages on a mosque or threatening to hurt a transgender person for moving into a certain neighborhood. Some things, like harassment or vandalism at a school, are usually investigated at a local level, but some are taken on by the FBI. FBI Special Agent Steve Forrest says it's often really hard to prove that a violent act is a hate crime. Hate has to be an obvious factor, like someone shouting derogatory terms while assaulting someone else.
Other hate crimes that involve violence, if you're going to report those as a hate crime, we're going to need to prove that the individual targeted the person because of their race. So any sort of history, maybe, of racial animus towards a group may be something that we could use to build a case, that type of thing, if it's not more obvious than that.
Some things that people may think fall into the category are really protected speech.
People say a lot of horrible things, unfortunately, and there's not much we can do about that. So, but it can evolve into threats or harassment. It can evolve into harassment. So that type of thing might be something we'd look at. But for the most part, that's going to be free speech, as bad as that may seem.
Bajek Ding from the South Sudanese community in Anchorage attended the class so he could teach others about their rights. He says he sees discrimination, but many people in the community don't know that they can report it to the local police and the FBI.
We need to learn the law and to tell our community that some people, they don't know their right, that some people are doing something bad to them, but they don't know where they go.
Lucy Hansen with the Polynesian Association of Alaska helped coordinate the event, which was attended by about 25 people.
You know, with what's been going on around in the world, and our new leaders for the America is coming up, you know. I think it's an important time for everybody to learn and to understand, you know, this.
Hansen says oftentimes people don't report hate crimes because they're afraid of interacting with the police, but classes like this can ease that problem. FBI agent Forrest says the agency wants to know about all potential hate crimes, both from the community and local law enforcement. Even if they don't rise to the level of federal crimes, it can help the FBI track potential trends and threats. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.